It's time for the emergency break of the week.
When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, music.
You might have been thinking Picasso.
Yeah, okay.
One wrong. Of those dudes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quality broadcast talent. Not so much, buddy.
When Henry Ford invented the telephone.
You know, this team is just not that good.
When Beethoven sits down to crochet.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Tip.
Well, I mean,
you might have been taking it.
Oh, my gosh.
Madness that is. Yes, just 1 week ago today, the great moment where Norm won e-break number 100. We press on today with the emergency break of the week brought to us by Classic BMW. And we'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one. He's back. Elizabeth Hitchcock.
No way.
Is back once again. You'd think he would like take a month off after that, right?
Right.
Like you wouldn't even be in the lineup the next week. But no, he's in the lineup, candidate number one, because he was confused by a hip phrase that Donnie used that Norm totally misunderstood.
The only thing I always question in movies is that they always find the bomb parking spot. Like, there's no way in hell that every time you go somewhere, the best parking spot is available where they can just always pull up, get out, and go in.
There's a reason for that, Donnie. In Hollywood, there is only one place to get your car blown up. One parking space. You know, all the movies use the same one. Everybody who has a car blown up in a movie goes to this one spot that's the blow up your car in a parking lot spot for a movie. Saves a lot of money.
I know where he went with that.
Okay.
Because you said bomb parking spot.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay.
Good God, why do I think like Norm?
Boy, you did think like Norm. Scary. Boo. Hey, Jerry, boo. Are you kidding me?
That's,
I was lost.
Norm hears bomb parking spot and thinks, yeah, only one place to blow up a car. Same one. Every time.
I think that Saroy had fake laugh. Like he's reading a script and that's when he was supposed to laugh at the beginning of this. Played just the first few seconds.
The only thing I always question in movies is that they always find the bomb parking spot. Like, there's no way in hell.
Did you hear how fake that sounds? It's like bad acting.
So like the Carlisle laugh a little bit. All right, well, there is Norm back again as candidate number one. Candidate number two is Dan McDowell. So we were talking about Halloween costumes on Bad Radio this week. They were talking to Julie because she went to a dress-up, a costume party. And she talked about her costume. I think Dan crossed the line of Me Too.
We were kind of give up costumes, but a lot of people did go nuts.
What did you do?
I was eggs.
You were eggs.
Well, you weren't.
What about eggs?
So, if I may,
now, are the sunny side up eggs in the?
Dan.
Was your whole body that, or is this like sexy eggs?
It was not. It was not sexy eggs.
Okay.
I don't know how you would do that, really.
So
Dan does.
Go ahead, Dan.
Well, yeah. Then you got the hash browns down there, and.
Oh, then you need hash browns. And I was just eggs.
Toast.
So.
Like one egg on the top, one egg on the bottom. So, little bikini. No, I was not that.
Three eggs, yeah. You can order three eggs. You ever go to IHOP?
I'm trying to ignore him.
Wait, who's ignoring who?
They're okay. Ignoring you.
They're doing great. All right, it's 2:12.
They're doing a horrible job so of radio.
Happy Halloween.
Were y'all as uncomfortable as I was during that whole thing?
Yes. That is
That almost sounds like Dan got in the time machine about 4 years ago and, and came to this week and started doing radio again.
We did get the phrases from Julie, though. I was eggs.
That sent me into hypnosis.
I was just eggs.
I was eggs. I was just eggs.
I was eggs.
Yeah, play the beginning of it, Jerry, just so we can hear that phrase.
We were kind of give up costumes, but a lot of people did go nuts.
What did you do?
I was eggs.
You were eggs.
Well,
you
what about eggs?
So if I may,
if nothing else, we've got that drop. I'm sure you'll hear that a lot more here on the ticket. I was eggs from Julie, but it's Dan who's up for the e-break. And then candidate number three comes to us from the Ranch Report, David Moore. Last Friday, when we were out at the Void in Plano, they had a Star Wars simulator that you could go in, a virtual reality experience. And David thought that he would bring some Star Trek humor to the deck, and it didn't go over very well.
Come by and pick up some ticket goodies. Check out this incredible virtual reality experience, Nicodemus, this morning. And they've got the Star Wars display as well. You can go to their website if you want to find out exactly when those are both going to be happening. Right now, it's time for the Ranch Report with David Moore. Hi, David. How are you?
Doing well. You guys make that sound like the holodeck on Star Trek.
That's right. That's kind of what it's like. By the way, I need to also mention...
Did you have to just jump in there and say great chemistry?
I thought it was really good chemistry. What are you talking about?
You know, and as a Star Trek fan, I should have gotten that right away, and I still can't quite place it, but I think the holodeck is where they used to go, and it would...
Transport them somewhere, right?
No.
It was more of a virtual reality.
Virtual
sort of
reality.
Thing.
Like, if they wanted to go visit Hawaii, let's say they're out in space, but they need a Hawaii or a beach fix, they would go in there and it'd be a virtual reality beach.
But in your defense, it was more a Next Generation thing, which I don't think you got as into. As
right, I was original Star
right.
Trek.
Mm. You're old school.
Yep.
I just thought I was talking about the Madonna song.
What?
Holodeck. Celebrate.
How does that rhyme with holodeck? How does celebrate?
So your three candidates, Norm, Dan, or David, 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, y'all know who Philly's Finest is?
What?
Philly's Finest. He's a bitch. So are you, George.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
You might.
Hi, fake Natalie Maines.
Die.
I mean, is that one of those Benoit? Go Red Riders, get your guns up, and more Coco Lucky.
Go Red Riders. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, let's go with Norman Unabomber Hitzkus. And by the way, for those about to rock, his greatness, not cheap.
I don't know. It's pretty cheap.
It's pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Hello. Sports caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, users. I'd like to vote responsibly for our favorite hometown sports viewer, Dan McDowell.
Why are you so overmodulated?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
How long's it been since you had a big steaming bowl of sincerity smacks?
Of course, Norm's cereal.
There's a Norm vote there. Sincerity smacks. Forgotten about that from last week. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, this is Beto O'Rourke, Sneaky Anus. I want to vote for Norm.
Man. Jeez.
Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, can I get Coco the Gorilla to vote for Dan for me?
No, guess not. We'll put the Dan vote down, though. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the
Coco
e-break?
Coco here now, though.
Oh, you're too late.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir. I'd like to vote for Vandenberg's bad attitude and Julie's beaten eggs.
Thank you. Hi, you're on ticket AM and FM.
I want to vote for the e-break.
For who?
The e-break.
I know, but who?
The e-break.
Okay.
God almighty.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Is Davey there?
Oh, no.
Stoma Man, Davey's
it's
not
Stoma
here.
Stoma Man, the guy that asked Davey for a hug when Davey was like in eighth grade and in the boys department at JCPenney's.
Did Davey give him a hug?
Davey gave him a hug. His Stoma Man was in a wheelchair and said, I saw you guys over there and I just wanted a hug.
Oh. Did it scar Davey for life?
Yeah. Yes.
Who do you vote for?
I went to the mall and I parked in that mall parking spot and blew a hole in my throat.
Oh, you did. You went to the bomb parking space. Blew a hole in your throat. I'm so sorry, Stoma Man.
Bye. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. He has done it again. Win number 101 for Norm Hitchkiss.
The only thing I always question in movies is that they always find the bomb parking spot. Like, there's no way in hell that every time you go somewhere, the best parking spot is available where they can just always pull up, get out, and go in.
There's a reason for that, Donnie. In Hollywood, there is only one place to get your car blown up. One parking space. You know, all the movies use the same one. Everybody who has a car blown up in a movie goes to this one spot that's the blow up your car in a parking lot spot for a movie. Saves a lot of money.
I know where he went with that.
Okay.
Because you said bomb parking spot.
Oh,
good
okay,
Lord.
Okay.
Good
God, thank why do I say like Norm? Boy, you did think like Norm. Scary. Boo. Hey, Jerry, boo. That's, I was lost.
We all were. So, yes, win number 101 for Norm. How many did Wilt score like in his next game?
That's a good question.
Like 80 or?
I don't know.
You fall way off the map? Well, Norm gets a win after that huge win just a week ago.